弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们昨天有十三位弟兄姊妹受浸归到主的名下，我们为他们感恩啊。
Yesterday there were 13 brothers and sisters who were baptized in the name of the Lord.
请你们站起来。
Praise the Lord God for them. Would you please stand?
你们站起来让大家看一看。
Everyone who was baptized yesterday, would you please stand? Praise the Lord.
感谢主，请坐。
Please be seated.
一百只羊有一只找回来，天使天君都为他们欢喜啊。
The scripture tells us that 100 sheep, if one is lost when it is found, all of heaven rejoices.
我想今天是母亲节啊。
We know today is Mother's Day.
所以我们很多的家庭都在为着自己的母亲感恩。
And I know many families were being thankful for our moms.
不管我们自己是不是母亲，但是我们都是母亲生的。
Whether you yourself as a mom, we are all born of our moms.
所以在开始的时候放一张母亲节卡给大家。
And at the very beginning, I want to have this slide of greeting to all the mothers who are with us.
对于这个世界来说，你是一位母亲，但是对你的家人来说，你却是他们的世界。
This is concerning the world, you are a mother, but concerning your family, you are the world.
所以我们真的是在心里面感谢所有做母亲的。
And from our hearts, we really want to take the time to thank all of the mothers who are here.
今天于师母不能来，因为她到山谷去讲道了。
Pastor Nancy is not with us this morning because she is preaching at the Tri Valley Fellowship Church.
昨天儿子 David 提醒我们说，去年的今天五月十四号是妈妈被送到ER急诊室，因为三个轻微中风啊。
David reminded us last year same day, May 14th.Pastor Nancy was rushed to the hospital because of three minor strokes.
所以今年对我们家来说，尤其对我来说是特别感恩的一天。
So this day, this year, we are particularly thankful.
至少她还健在。
At least she is still here with us.
没有很严重的后果，而且还能够继续一起服侍。
We didn't have any severe side effects, and she could continue to minister and serve.
所以我也希望弟兄姊妹要珍惜自己家人还在的时候，不管是母亲、父亲、孩子。
And I want to take this time to remind every one of us to treasure our family members, mom, dad, our kids.
上个礼拜于师母讲过，我们今生的关系都是暂时的。
Last week on the Chinese ministry side, Pastor Nancy was shared that all of our relationships are temporal.
但是在暂时的关系里面，神却有永恒的价值、永恒的工作做在我们身上。
But in the temporal, God has an eternal work that He is working in our lives.
不管我们的母亲怎样，不管你是怎样的母亲，或是你将来当不当母亲，或是你一辈子不结婚，这都不是最重要的事情。
Whether you are a mom now, whether you will be a mom, whether you're going to get married or whatever it might be, that is not very important.
而是我们怎么样子珍惜神量给我的角色，我扮演好我的角色，让我在这个角色上能够成为跟我有关系的人的祝福。
It is that how do I treasure the role that God has given me now in the present, and how do I do it well so that I may be a blessing to all those who are around me?
那我想教会所有的聚会，不管任何的方式，在任何的场合，我们永远以基督为中心啊。
And I think in the church, no matter what type of gathering, what type of meeting, we know that Christ is always the center.
所以我今天早上的信心，并不是只对着妈妈，是对着我们在座每一个人。
So I want to let everybody know that this morning the message is not just for the moms who are sitting here.
而且你听完道理，知道是为着每一个人，包括为着我们的 youth.
And you'll know that the message is for all of us, including the youth who are sitting here today.
那不光我们自己的家有自己的家，
not only we have our own families,
我们也都被放在神的家中，
but we are all placed in the household of God.
而且甚至在神家里面的关系是持续到永恒的。
And this household, this family, this relationship within this house lasts to eternity.
所以我们怎么样子今天一方面来看我们自己的家，或是将要成立的家。
So this morning, as you listen to the message, we do want to take the time to look at our own families right now, or the families that we will build to come.
而且我们能够从一个更高的层次来看 神把我们摆在他的家中。
But from a higher elevation or higher perspective, we begin to see that God has placed us in His house.
我相信你的家跟我的家有很多的不同。像我们家有六个兄弟，你们可能没有这么多，对不对？
And I know your family and my family may not be exactly the same. I have five older brothers.
我们地上每一个家都不一样。
Every one of our families are not the same.
但是神把我们摆在他的家中。
But when God placed all of us inside His house,
我们所有的人都拥有同样的耶稣基督的生命。
We all have the life of Jesus Christ.
神把所有的应许也给了这个家中的每一个人。
And God's promises are given to every single member of this house.
然后神也给我们预备了一个荣耀的未来，荣耀的前途是属于我们这个家中的每一个人。
And God has given us a glorious future, glorious promise that is given to every one of His household.
所以我们一方面要来看如何在神所给我安排的家中我能够成为一个蒙神祝福、蒙神喜悦的家庭。
And I want to see how, when the Lord has given me the family for me to live in, that how do I become a blessing? And how does my family become a blessing?
同样的，我们也要退一步来看如何在神的家中我们能够有一个合神心意被神祝福的教会。
And then we want to take a step back and look at the household of God, the family of God, and how do we become a church that is pleasing unto the Lord?
所以我今天的主题叫做一个充满健代的家。
And so the message today is becoming a quiver-filled home.
你如果还不晓得这个意思是什么的话，我们读完诗篇127篇你就晓得了。
If you don't know where this thing came from, as we finish Psalm 127, you'll begin to understand.
我们一起来读，因为只有五我们先读中文，再读英文，好不好
？Only five verses. We'll read it in Chinese first, and we'll read it together in English.
我们同声来读。
Let's read it out loud together.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。好，英文的。
Verse one.Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are their heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
在我们往下看之前，给你们看一个 slide.
Before we continue, I want to share a slide with you.
我不晓得你们有没有去过苏格兰的爱丁堡。Scotland, Edinburgh.
I don't know if you had a chance to go to Scotland and visit the Edinburgh Castle.
几年前本来已经排好要去了，后来临时改变行程没去。你到这个城市，你在很多地方都可以看到这一句拉丁语。
And when you come to this particular city, you'll see this particular Latin phrase that is hung all over the city.
对不起，我不懂拉丁语哈。那么英文的翻译叫做 Without the Lord.Frustration.
And again, the English translation says, without the Lord is frustration.
中文的翻译就是没有主，全是徒劳，或是全是沮丧。
Again, without the Lord, it is but everything is in vain. Everything frustrates you.
你可以在旅馆看到，你可以在城堡看到，你可以在政府的 building 看到，甚至政府的公文上面盖章都可能盖这个。
You'll see it on the hotels, you see it on various buildings, and in the governmental buildings, and even governmental documents will have this particular seal.
整个苏格兰他们这个城，这个爱丁堡的一个格言，一个谚语。
And within Scotland, in the town of Edinburgh, this is a common phrase among the people.
这句话就是从诗篇127篇第一节出来的。
And this came out of a Psalm 127 verse 1.
没有主，全部都是枉然。
Unless is of the Lord, then everything is in vain.
你建造也是枉然，你看守城池也是枉然。如果没有主的话。
You build in vain and you watch in vain if unless is of the Lord.
很有意思哈，我下次如果去那边，我一定要再跟他照张相。
And if I go there, the next picture that I'll show you is me next to these signs.
这是我们每一个人的提醒。
This is a reminder for all of us.
那我相信这句话你们都不陌生的。
I know this particular phrase is not foreign to you.
因为很多人引用这句话，你也可以在基督教很多很多的这种souvenir 上，或是这个讲道上面都看到这句话。
And you know, I know you've seen this phrase throughout your life, and particularly in Christian literature, you'll see these words being used.
传道人也会讲，你祷告会也会听到。
The pastor will use it, and you'll hear it in our time of prayer.
但是我今天要提醒弟兄姊妹，这句话你不能单独抽出来看。它虽然很好。
And I want to say that this particular phrase, though it is wonderful, but you cannot selectively pull it out of its context and read it alone.
你必须把它放回到整张的 context 里面一起来看。
You must put it, place it back into the context of that entire chapter to grasp the full meaning.
你发现这一句话的提醒原来是放在一个建造家庭的背景上。
You discover that this particular phrase is used when the Lord's talking aboutthe building up of a family.
因为底下所有讲的就是关于孩子，关于我们怎么养孩子。
Everything that follows in that particular psalm tells us how to raise up children. Everything that relates to children.
而且我们决定相信它被放在上行之诗中的十五首上行之诗的一首。
And this is one of the songs of ascent. It is a place among them.
它决定不是只是指的肉身家庭的建立，它一定指的神百姓、神儿女们。
We know that this collection of psalms is not just focusing on the needs of individual families, but is focusing on the spiritual significance of building a spiritual home.
所以我们今天就是从这个主题来看，怎么样子建立一个合神心意、被神祝福的家或是教会。
So from this particular theme, we want to come and see how do we become a family that is blessed by the Lord or a church family that is blessed by God.
那首先我们还是回到一些最基本的，要认识家的重要，而且也知道这个家每一个家现在都面对了一个越来越严重的挑战。
We want to come back to the fundamentals is realizing the importance of family and also the challenges that we face today.
我今天只简单提几个点哈，那个一个算是重点的复习。
Just very very a few reminders just what I preached on in time past.
第一个，家庭是神所建立的，神所设计的。
Number one, family is established or designed by God.
神对家就像他对婚姻一样，他的意念是正面的，是要祝福的。
God's thought and God's desire for a family, just like marriage, his intent is to bless it.
同样的，家或是教会不仅是神祝福的对象，也是带着神圣的使命的。
The family and the church not only is the object of God's blessing, but we have a holy calling.
所以你千万不要只有一辈子就把自己关在自己所建的小家上。
So do not lock yourself up for the rest of your life in this small family that you have built.
神是借着这个一个小小的家，让我们能够体会到整个属灵神的家。
But through this family that you possess, that you have, that you may comprehend and understand the spiritual significance of God's family.
就像 Aaron 刚才也提到了，当妈的怎么样子爱自己的儿女，让我们体会一点神对我们的爱，远超过父母的爱。
Just as Aaron has reminded us during our time of worship, that when she looked at Kathy, or he discovered the way he's loved by his mom, that he is overwhelmed by the love of God.
所以我们刚刚读过了，孩子儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎也是他所给的赏赐。
And then we read that behold, children are the heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward.
所以不要怕有小孩。
So I want to say right now, do not be afraid to have children.
那神把小孩给我们是要赐福给我们。
And again, God's intent of children is a blessing for us.
然后有一个托付给我们。
And then there's a commission to us.
那如果小孩到最后变成你的烦恼，变成你的痛苦，那是我们把它搞成这个样子。
If children have one day becomes your sorrow, your source of pain, then it is because of us.
所以我们要一起学习怎么样子来当父母。
So we need to learn together how to be parents together.
怎么样子在神家里面也来当这个 带领弟兄姊妹的属灵的父亲、属灵的母亲。
And how can you play the role of a spiritual father, a spiritual mom in the house of God?
啊，所以不光孩子是神祝福的，夫妻之间也是啊。
And not only children are blessed by the Lord, so are marriages.
箴言十九章说，房屋钱财是祖宗所遗留的，唯有贤惠的妻是耶和华所赐的。
Psalm 19 verse 14 says, Houses and riches are an inheritance from the Lord, but a prudent wife is from the Lord.
所以我们看见神对家的这个意念啊。
So we see God's promises concerning family.
第二个，家庭健康，教会才可能真正的复兴。
Secondly, we see that when a family is healthy, that is the only time when church can revive.
反过来一样的。
And it's the truth, vice versa.
如果教会不复兴，不健康，我们的家说老实话失去保护。
If the church does not revive, the church is not healthy, then I want to say these individual families we lack as protection.
所以我们的确是要尽我们的本分，把我们的家照养得好。
Yes, we all need to do our part to cultivate and grow our families well.
但是我们绝对不能够忘记，我们被神放在这个大的家里面的一份子。
But we cannot forget, we cannot neglect that we are placed as member of this greater family.
你一个拼图里面光有你这一片又有什么价值呢？
And a puzzle, if you represent that single piece, what is the value of that piece?
必须更多人都各占其位的被摆进来，它是一个完整的。
And everyone, every piece needs to be placed in the proper position and order, then it will be complete.
所以我们希望教会的每一个家能够在主的面前都是健康的啊，
蒙福的。And it is our prayer that every single family with the context of our church family, that we are healthy.
第三个，我说家是我们属灵生命的试金石，家庭生活是我们生命操练的第一现场。
And in your outline, you'll read that home is the touchstone of our spiritual life. Family life is the front line of our life practices.
后半句话是我前天征得了于师母的同意，把它 copy 来的。
And the second half of this phrase, I got Pastor Nancy's permission to copy.
因为她上个礼拜讲这个的时候，我就在底下阿门啊。
And when she made this particular phrase, I agreed, I amen with her.
因为家庭生活是我们生命操练的第一个现场。
Because again, truly, our family life is the very forefront.How we live out our lives.
任何时候你参加一个好聚会，你读到一篇好信息，或是你在主面前有一个很复兴的祷告，第一个试验就是你看到的家人。
And when you come to a wonderful time of a retreat or revival, a wonderful message that really moves you and touches you, but the very, very foremost that you get to practice when you get home.
才祷告完说主我要像你啊。
And you come to the meeting and you sing wonderful songs and say, Lord, to be like thee.
Just like Jesus.
And just to be like Jesus.
没想到十分钟后在客厅大发雷霆。
And then you discover 10 minutes later when you get home, you're furious, you're angry in the living room.
你就发现家是神在这里好像把我们放在天平上，显明我们真实的情形。
As if God has placed us in our families, the family has become a scale to weigh us.
所以伯提撒撒王被放在天平上，神说就显出你的亏欠。
Belshazzar, he was, the Lord says, you have been weighed, you've been found wanting.
所以家庭不仅是像一个天平，它也像一个镜子。
And our family is not only like the scale that weighs us, but it's also a mirror that's in front of us.
它不仅可能显出我们的亏欠，它也显出我们的问题到底在哪里啊。
And not only does it reveal the deficiencies, but it may also reflect and show us where the problems are.
你们为什么照镜子啊？
Why do you stand in front of the mirror?
就是让自己看起来好，如果有什么地方不对，把它调整。
So you would look better as you walk away from that mirror because you will correct whatever problem you see.
对不对？你早上没有去照镜子，发现这边一条黑线，你没注意到，那出去就不好意思。
And so if you'd never looked at the mirror in the morning and there was a mark in your face, it would be kind of awkward when you leave the home, right?
所以神在我们属灵生命的成长里面为我们预备了一面大镜子，就是我的家。
So in our spiritual growth, God has prepared a huge mirror for us, and that is our family.
为的是要能够让我这个人接受神的改变。
That I may receive the transformation from the Lord.
不是只是为了显明我多脏多糟多乱，而是为了医治我们，为了改变我们。
It is not just merely for the purpose of revealing to us of how terrible in the areas that we're at fault, but that the Lord wants to heal us.
所以我们什么地方会被刺激，会被搅扰，会烦躁， 会不行，那都是我们生命中的未得之地。
Whenever we respond to things negatively, whenever our rage or whatever that comes and is poured out, it reveals what are the things where we are falling short of.
所以家庭跟教会是我们属灵生命的试金石，就是你几斤几两马上显出来。
And I want to say our family lives and our church life, it is the very touchstone that reveals.Our true conditions.
你会听到有些人教导说不需要教会，因为教会都不完全。
And you'll hear people that will have this erroneous teaching that we don't need the church because no church is perfect.
几年前 Family Radio 的那个主席 Dr. Camping 他就说不要去教会，教会充满了这种不公义、不属灵、不正常的情形。好好爱主，在家听我收音机就可以。
Dr. Camping on the radio station says that it's okay that you don't attend church because there are no churches that's perfect. Every church is fallen. Just stay at home and listen to my messages.
弟兄姊妹，这都是从撒旦来的。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say that these are all from Satan.
所以我们一定要在生命里面被神要珍惜神给我们的角色，给我们的家。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say that we need a treasure.The role in the family that God has put us in.
也珍惜神给我们摆在的教会。
And we need to treasure the very church that God has placed you in.
因为这是他的家。
Because this is his house.
所以以前我们有一个弟兄，他现在已经不在我们中间了。他说他礼拜天是他坐云霄飞车的日子。
There's a brother a while ago. He's no longer with us today, but he says every Sunday it feels like he's riding a roller coaster.
他是来到教会，哇，一路往上冲。
And he felt like that when he comes to church, he's ascending, he's going up and up and up.
唱诗、敬拜、赞美，就像在上面一样。
When I sing, when I worship, I feel like I'm going up higher and higher.
他说他一回到家就下去了。
It felt like that the moment that he goes home, he is going through that dive and that fall.
他讲得很形象，但是他讲的时候是带着眼泪讲的。
And brother and sister, he said these words in tears.
弟兄姊妹，这是他的家，我知道那个时候他的家非常非常的辛苦，让他痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, I know this brother well. I know the challenge and difficulties he had at home.
弟兄姊妹，家应该是蒙福的地方，不应该是这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say this to everyone. Our family is a place of blessing.
教会应该是蒙福的地方，是受益而不是遭损的地方。
The church is a place of blessing, not a place where we are diminishing.
第四个，神所要的是全家的侍奉和见证，这也是仇敌全力要破坏的。
And fourthly, God wants, what God wants is the service and the testimony of the whole family, which is what the enemy wants to destroy.
弟兄姊妹，神的意念永远是整个家、整个教会的。
You come to discover in the heart and the mind of God that His concept is always whole, the entire family, the entire church.
你真爱主，你要为着你的家祷告，让整个家都爱主。
If you truly love the Lord, then you need to pray for every member of your household that they truly love the Lord.
至于我和我的家，自己先要有榜样，然后你带你的家一起来侍奉神。
Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You yourself must foremost be the example to lead your family to come and worship the Lord.
如果你自己都不是一个侍奉神的人，你怎么样子说我的家都要来侍奉神？
If you yourself is not a person that serves the Lord, how are you able to say my house will serve the Lord?
我跟你讲，孩子们聪明得很。
I will tell you, our children, they are very, very intelligent.
他看你。每次学校要求你都准时，但是教会可以让我迟到。
And they said that every time the school says we need to be on time for particular events, we are always on time, but we're always late at church.
他看到你在教会跟人家打招呼问候，上了车就批评他，他知道人可以做两面人。
And he sees that when we greet one another with a smile, and then when we go into our cars, we begin to criticize one another. He knows that I can be two-faced.
有一个孩子说，他看到他爸爸执事会主席在台上鼓励弟兄姊妹读经，他就恶心。
And there was a child that once said that he almost feel nauseous when he saw his dad encouraging everybody to read the Bible on the pulpit.
他说我从来没有一次在家里面看过我父亲打开圣经读过圣经。
He said I've never once seen my dad open the Bible and study scripture himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，家神要得到的是整个家，而且从家长开始。
What God desires for the family is the entire family.
我曾经讲过每个家都 under attack、可能有的人会觉得太严肃了。
And I've said this before that every family is under attack. And some of you may think, oh, Pastor, you're being too
我说每个家都被仇敌攻击。
And I said every family is under the attack of the enemy.
不管你自己觉得你的家多幸福。
It doesn't matter how tranquil you might feel that your family is.
不管别人怎么夸你，甚至羡慕你的家。
It doesn't matter the degree of accolades that you receive from others concerning your house.
我必须很诚实地说，没有一个家不 under attack.
And I will be very honest with you. There's not a single household that is not under attack.
在你不注意的时候，不看守的时候，仇敌一定进来破坏的。
In the time where you neglect it, and on the time that you are not watching, the enemy will come and infiltrate.
我已经服侍主三十多年，这些事情真的看得很多。
I've served the Lord for more than 30 years, and I will tell you, I've seen so much.
多少人认为我的家没问题，我的配偶没问题，我的孩子不会有问题。
A lot of people that says my family is fine, my spouse is fine, there's no problem with my kids.
但是最后出的问题是。焦头烂额，苦不堪言。
And then problem comes beyond what we can imagine.
他完全都不知道会有这些事情发生在我孩子身上，发生在我配偶身上。
I never imagined that this would happen to my kids. I never would imagine this would happen to my spouse.
在美国有一个神曾经很重用的神的仆人，他说他最感恩的、最值得夸口的，就是他夫妻的关系。
And there was a servant of the Lord that he says, the one thing that I boast of, that I'm most thankful for, is my relationship with my spouse.
他说，就算我有别的毛病，我也承认，但是我知道有一件事情，我跟我的妻子的感情是绝对不会出问题。
And he says, I know I have shortcomings, I have other issues, I have problems, but my relationship with my wife, I will never have an issue.
所以当他有外遇跌倒的时候，他非常非常的痛苦。
When he had an affair, when he fell, and he was broken.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人知道的。
Brothers, not a single one of us is aware.
很多时候，可能我们孩子在学校未婚就怀孕了，你自己都不知道。
Perhaps your kids they are pregnant even when they're in school. Maybe you're not even aware of that.
孩子可能吸毒，孩子可能赌博，我们也不知道。
Maybe they're in drugs. Maybe they're in gambling. Maybe they're in other things that you're not aware of.
我上次讲到那个年轻的孩子，十七岁，受不了同学给他的刺激，想说好，我吸一次毒又怎样？
And there was a 17-year-old that can no longer endure the peer pressure. He said, "Fine, I'll just take this one puff or this one try."
哪里晓得就踹了那么一次以后，未来的二十年就在监狱里面进进出出。
And because of that one time, because that one time of trying, for the next 20 years, he went in and out of prison.
他连砍掉他的指头都没有用。
He went through as severe as cutting off his own fingers, but he couldn't stop.
他说：“我从医院急诊室出来的时候，毒瘾又回来，我又去了。”
I said, the moment I came out of the emergency room after my hand was taken care of, I immediately went back to the drugs.
你怎么知道你的孩子在学校会不会受到这样子的试探跟刺激呢？
Do you know whether your kids are under such pressure, such a temptation?
所以我们没有一个人可以对自己的家夸口。
And brother, sister, forgive me for saying this. We cannot boast.Of our family, of ourselves.
但是我们也不要害怕。
But I want to say we do not need to be afraid.
而是怎么样子能够谦卑的、常常的靠着圣灵起来为家祷告、为教会祷告。
But how to humbly bow before the Lord and pray for them and before the Lord always.
有的时候我在欧洲碰到一个人跟我讲，他说于弟兄要为我的丈夫祷告。
I was in Europe ministering one time, and a sister came up to me and said, "You please pray for my husband."
他说我的丈夫原来这么上进的，博士快要都可以拿博士了。
My husband was very very diligent. He studies very hard. He's at the verge of getting his PhD degree.
哪里晓得电动玩具可以把他捆绑电玩
？And not to realize video games took a hold of him.
啊，从此以后从早到晚在那里打 video game.
The entire day he would be in front of video games.
你知道当她跟我讲这句话的时候，她的丈夫已经在电玩里面被捆绑多少年吗
？Do you know how long her husband has been trapped in video games?
10 years.
For 10 years.
学校也不要了，学位也不要了，家也不管了，孩子也不管了，整天在网吧里面打电玩。
He didn't care about his school. He didn't care about his degree. He didn't care about his family anymore. All day he would be in the arcade.
原来是好好的，一直上进，上进都快拿到人中的博士，很有成就的，哪里晓得等。
He was doing so well, and he was studying so well, and he's almost at the verge of getting his degree, and then he fell.
他毁了，整个家也毁了。
He was ruined. His family was ruined.
我们要为自己的家祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our families.
所以每个家都需要有很好的建造者，需要很好的看守者。
So every family is in need of a builder and a watchman.
我们刚刚在这里讲到这个房屋需要有人建造。
And here we read in the verses that every house needs to be built.
城池需要有人看守。
And every city wall, we need to have watchmen.
同样的，每一个家也需要 builder and watchmen.
And we realize and we know that every household needs a builder and a watchman.
每一个教会都需要 builders and watchmen.
And every church needs builders and watchmen.
我们需要有人在这里建造。
We need people to come and build together.
如果今天你要盖一个房子，我们把最好的建材都是 top brand 放在地上。留在你家的院子。
If we want to build a house today, and the most excellence of material is now shipped and placed around your front yard.
但是如果没有 builder 的话
，But if there is no builder,
一年过去，两年过去，三年过去，他都不会出来一个房子的。
A year goes by, 2 years go by, 3 years go by, no structure.
你怎么样子祷告，他都不会出来的。
It doesn't matter how you pray, that structure is not going to come to be.
需要有人来建造它。
Someone has to come and build.
照着蓝图
according to a blueprint,
用对的方法把它给建造起来
with the right methodology to now erect the structure.
所以圣经上说 要照着主的教训和警戒来养育自己的孩子。
The scripture tells us that we need to raise our children according to the admonishment of the Lord.
它需要蓝图，需要 effort， 需要花功夫的。
You need a blueprint. You need an effort. You need to work.
它一定有代价，一定有挫折。
There is a price. There will be conflicts.
但是它有一个荣耀的结果。
But there is a glorious end.
房子可以盖起来。
The building is complete.
所以同样的城池也是一样。
And same thing for those who are on the watchtower.
如果没有人看守的话。
But if no one is standing on that tower.
仇敌可以随时进来。
The enemy can come anytime they want.
你千万不要以为你的仇敌是你的家人。
Please do not interpret my message as your family being your enemy.
你更不要以为你的仇敌是你的老板。
Do not think that your boss is your enemy.
你的仇敌是一个老江湖、老奸巨猾的撒旦，起码几千年、几万年的。
Your enemy is a skilled adversary that has existed for thousands and thousands of years.
所以，这篇诗不仅仅提醒家。教会需要 builder 跟 watchman.
And this message again is a reminder that not only our homes need a builder, needs a watchman.
更重要的就是我们需要学习来信靠那位最伟大的 builder, 最伟大的 watchman, 就是我们的神。
But more importantly, the message is calling us to lean and to rely on the greatest builder, the greatest watchman.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然建造。若不是耶和华看守城池。看守的人枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这里讲到枉然，徒然。
And here we see in vain, in vain.
好，所以我们刚刚看到那个爱丁堡的那句话，对不对？没有神，没有神的话，一切都是徒然。
And we see that Latin phrase in Edinburgh that unless it's of the Lord, everything frustrates.
接下来我们就讲到怎么样子能够成为一个现代充满的家。
And here we want to come and pivot on this point on how do we become a family that is a blessed in our time.
你看那个箭哈，箭的受造是因为有目的的，对不对？
How to become a quiver filled home?We see that every arrow was designed and built for a purpose.
所以我们之所以造一根箭，造箭是因为有目的的。
And we fashion this arrow for a purpose.
而且你在造这个箭的时候，要让它能够成为有用的箭。
And for when you make this arrow, for it to be useful,
也换句话说，也是要花功夫来制作它。
It takes time, it takes skill to make it.
我先给你们看第一个 slide 啊。
I'll give you a first slide.
好，你先停在这。
We're gonna stop right here.
在你旁边有一把弓。
And there's a bow.
你如果需要箭的话。
If you need arrows,
你能不能拿上面的树枝或者底下这些废铁？你需要弄金属的，比较硬一点。底下这些乱七八糟的旧水管。
Can you just grab the sticks that are on the top of the slide or these broken pipes on the bottom?
有没有人会用它
？Anybody would just grab those and use them as arrows. Can you raise your hand?
你拿上面的树枝，你射得出去吗
？And with those sticks that are on top, are you actually able to shoot them?
你就射到人了，他也不会怎么样，对不对
？Even if you actually strike your target.Nothing probably what's going to happen.
他们是要有非常讲究的那个力道、力学平衡，你才可能成为一个有力的箭。
The balance, the way that the arrow is made, is very particular for it to be actually accurate and useful.
我问你们会用的话，没有一个人举手。那我们看下一张。
As nobody raised their hand, asked whether they would use the material. Let's look at this next slide.
你会用这个的举手。
Those of you who would use these arrows, would you raise your hand?
这么少，你们其他束手就缚的。
Have you all surrendered?
任凭仇敌践踏，是吧？
Just allow the enemy to do whatever he wants.
弟兄姊妹，箭的受造它是有目的的。
Brothers and sisters, again I say this, the making of the arrows has a purpose.
它为了保护，也为了攻击。
For protection and also for attack.
而箭袋充满，就是说我的袋子里面不是空的。
And when the quiver is full, it means that this bag is not empty.
我的袋子里面不是放着一些杂乱无章的树枝或是铁水管。
And my bag is not full of junk, and it's not full of worthless sticks or metal pipes.
我袋子里面放的箭，就是我随便抽一根都可以用的。
My quiver is full of arrows, and whenever I draw, is an arrow I can use.
所以如果你是一个 warrior, 不是 NBA 的 warrior, 哈。
All past you. If you're a warrior, not a Golden State Warrior.
对不起，我礼拜五没有空陪你们看，所以输了哈。
We didn't have a chance. I didn't watch with you guys. That's why they lost.
如果这个 Warrior 够强，就拿 NBA 做比例好了。就算 Curry 受伤了，你随便抽一根又是 Curry。
If the Golden State Warriors were really really strong, even if Curry was not playing, any other person, if they're really really good.They can still win.
对不对？射出去以后再拔一根 ，Oh Thompson.
And I'll pull another arrow, Thompson. He can do it.
你随便抽一根都是可以成为利箭的。
And anyone that you draw is a sharp arrow.
这个叫做勇士的箭袋，充满箭袋的勇士。
This is what it means, a quiver that is full in the hands of a warrior.
那你会说，余弟兄，我生不了那么多。
You say, Pastor, you, I cannot have that many children.
啊，所以不跟你的家不是那么直接关系。你有几根，你就是几根。
And I want to say to the extent is not directly related to the number of kids you have. You have however many you have.
但是我还是要说，我们不光有肉身的家，我们有属灵的家，是神的家。
I want to say this again. The illustration is not just for our individual families, but we have a spiritual house.
所以我们决定希望整个教会里面，当碰到事情、碰到征战，随便抽出一根来，都可以让仇敌受到威胁的。
How we pray that every time that there is an attack on the house of God.Anytime we draw is an arrow that can be used.
当神把我们射出去的时候，我们能够除掉仇敌在我们中间的作为。
The moment the Lord uses us in His hands and He shoots it, that we can actually undo the work of the enemy.
所以成为箭袋充满的人，这是一个蒙福的人。
And a person whose quiver is full of arrows is a person that has been blessed.
箭袋充满的家，箭袋充满的教会是蒙福的教会。
A family whose quiver is full, a church whose quiver is full of arrows is a church that is blessed.
今天是我们教会三十年来第一次这么做哈，准备利用母亲节，等一下波饼聚会完的时候，为一岁以内的婴孩，为他们祝福，也为他们有奉献的祷告。
And these past 30 years, this is the very first time that we use Mother's Day to take the opportunity to bless the children, the newborn children, and to pray for their blessing.
我跟你说，现代的孩子真的是不愁吃不愁穿。
And I will tell you that.The kids that are among us, they do not lack anything.
反而是愁吃太多穿太好。
And I will tell you, oftentimes they have too much to eat. They have too much good stuff to wear.
我们能够给孩子最好的祝福，就是从神来的祝福。
I want to say the very best blessings that we can give to our children are those things that are from the Lord.
你看中国人有这么多的迷信，小孩子满月的时候，或是几个月，我真的不知道。放了一些东西在他前面，叫他摸，摸到什么是什么，对不对
？So in the Chinese culture, we have a particular superstition that a child that is born will place all these things in front of the child, and whatever item he touches will decide what his future will be.
摸到钱，将来是个大富翁。
And if he goes and grabs for money, he's going to be a rich person.
摸到一本书，将来是个学者。
If he went and grabs a particular book, he's going to be a great scholar.
我还很少看到有人放一本圣经的哈，要摸到要当牧师。
I seldom see someone put a Bible out there that my kid would be a pastor.
那么就让他摸摸摸，还我不知道还摸什么，摸到什么是什么，就一大堆夸奖的事。
And so whatever things put good things out there for him to touch.
这个人是财务部长，这个人是什么国防部长什么。
This one is a particular governmental high-ranking officer or whatever president.
有一个小 baby 已经都尿布都已经。糟透了，然后还满脸笑容。
And there was a particular child, a baby. His diaper was drenched and full, but he was still full of smile.
旁边的客人说：“哎，这个人将来是当总统的。”
And somebody said, "This is for sure going to be the president." in the future.
明明一摊乱摊子，还是那个面带笑容。
Is able to smile in the midst of such filth that is around him.
哎，我们用各样的方法，希望讲点激励的话，让孩子好，对不对
？We always want to say words of encouragement to our children. Is that right?
多么无聊。虚空的虚空，对不对？你怎么可能给他
？Isn't that vain? How can we actually
have them become whatever they touch? 为什么不起来为你的孩子祷告呢
？I'm sorry.
为什么不按手为你的孩子祷告，求神祝福他，求孩子终身讨神喜悦
？Wouldn't we rather lay our hands on our children and pray over them that they may please the Lord all the days of their lives?
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是我们能够给孩子最好的祝福，就是让他跟神的关系正常，让他的生命。
Friends, the greatest blessing that we can leave to our children is that they would grow in the presence of God and they would grow with a relationship with God.
所以在这里说到箭带充满的人变为有福，他在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
And again, happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
所以我们请求父母亲要知道，现在养孩子不光是代价很大。而且是挑战很大。
And I think it's so true for all of our parents. Not only we pay a great price to raise our children, but the challenges are equally great.
而且不仅仅挑战很大，它也是一个很严肃的征战。
And not only the challenges are great, but it is also a very solemn warfare.
所以它不光是挑战，它也是征战。
Not only is the challenge, but it is also a war.
因为仇敌想尽办法要破坏神家的下一代。
Because the enemy thinks of whatever schemes possible to destroy the next generation.
我还是要重新的重复哈，我们牧长们、长子们祷告，为什么要开始 Bethel 伯特利大堂的建造？不是为了我们这一代，是为了我们的后代。
I want to repeat this again. The church leadership, when we begin to pray and beginning of this Bethel Hall project, it is not for this generation.
我们不晓得有多少年还可以用到它，甚至没有机会看到它完成都不一定。但是弟兄姊妹，我们希望这个地方永远属神的。
To be honest, I don't know how much more years that we, this generation, can serve and utilize this facility. Maybe we'll never get to see its finish, but this place is for the Lord.
我们希望在整个建造的过程里面，神再一次在属灵上来建造他的家。
We pray that in this process of building a physical building, that God is building His spiritual home.
我希望我们中间年轻的一代，新加入这个教会的，能够也有机会看见神从前在我们中间他奇妙的作为。
I pray that the new generation, those of you who have joined this church family anew, that you would begin to see what God had done in time past.
第一手的来经历。我们所信的神是真神，是全能的神。
The first hand you may experience the Lord God who I believe in. He is the one true God.
他值得我们爱他，值得我们把最好的都来献给他。
He is worthy of my love. He is worthy of my very best.
啊，借着那一次的学习，我们原来不知道怎么祷告的神教我们祷告。
This last generation, when we gone through a path that we didn't even know how to pray, but the Lord taught us to pray.
我们没有信心的神 build up 我们的信心。
We were without faith, but the Lord cultivated our faith.
我们不会奉献，常常教会有赤字，但是那个时候弟兄姊妹就是尽心竭力的把自己摆上。
And we didn't know how to offer, and a lot of times the church offering were in deficits, but The church of God began to come and gift unto the Lord.
我们不希望只是留一个 building 给后代，我们希望把属灵的产业能够留给后代。
Brothers and sisters, what we desire is that we do not simply leave a physical building for the generation to come, but a spiritual inheritance.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is God's house.
我到你家敲门，这是你的家。
When I go to your front door, I knock on the door.
我到他家敲门，那是他的家。
When I go to so and so's door, it's his house.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们地上神给我们家，我们感谢神。
We thank God for the blessing that He has given us in this time.
我们有责任，家中的每一份子都有责任，让你的家更好。
Every member of this family, of this house, you're responsible for the quality of this house.
孩子们也不要光怪爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈他们也有很多的挣扎，很多的软弱，很多的需要。
Children, do not blame your parents when things go wrong because they themselves have challenges. They have difficulties.
我们都有责任把我们所在的家能够成为一个合神心意被神祝福的家。
Every single one of us has the responsibility to make this home a place of blessing from the Lord.
同样的教会也是这样。
And similarly, not just your house, but for the church of God.
我希望在这里更多的人被神建造起来。
And how I pray this more and more of us who are being built by the Lord.
有更多勇士的剑放在神家的袋子里面。
That there are more and more arrows in the quiver of a warrior.
我们碰到这样子的问题，碰到那样子的征战，碰到这样子的危机，随便拔出一根箭来，两根箭来，我们可以解决问题。
We have this difficulty, we have that challenges, we have these circumstances that whenever we draw, whoever we draw can handle the situation.
不要说拔出来是一个弯弯弯弯的树枝没办法用，再拔一根又是弯弯的铁管没办法用。
And we don't want to get in a situation where when we draw, it's just but a stick. When we draw, it's on refined metal pipe.
就像每一根都是神家大能的勇士。
But every one that we draw is a mighty warrior of God.
每一根都是可以射出去的，都有用的。
And every arrow can be shot and it's useful.
我们的孩子更也是要这样子带领他们。
Brother and sister, raise our children the same way.
你就晓得整个世界的王用各样的方法在 against, 在抵挡神的旨意。
You need to understand that the king of this world is resisting God with all that he has.
这种后现代文化、后现代的生活方式全是 self-centered, 自我中心。
And this postmodern thinking, everything is about self, everything is self-centered.
每一个人都要追求自我的满足、自我的享受、自我的肯定、自我的成就。
Everybody is seeking self-affirmations, self-reliance, my own prosperity.
爸爸妈妈买东西都顾虑到孩子，孩子现在有的时候很少买东西顾虑到爸妈的。
Our parents oftentimes buy things and think about their children. Very seldom do we see children buying things and thinking about their parents.
我是看到孩子媳妇来的时候帮我带杯咖啡，带个珍珠奶茶。我不是说我爱喝，我也很谢谢他们。
My kids, when they come and my daughter-in-law, when they come and visit, they will bring me a cup of boba or coffee. And it's not that I like these particular drinks, but I really thank them for that.
你们养小孩也一样，对不对？
When you raise your kids, isn't it the same?
他知道好吃的愿意给爸爸妈妈分享，你会心里面说不出来的喜乐，知道你不是馋那一口，而是你知道这个人懂得孝顺，懂得感恩，懂得不自私。
When your kid eats something good and they want to share it with you, you know you delight in that. Not that you want that particular bite of food in their hand, but you know that they are not a selfish person.
如果你的孩子会在玩具店门口大哭大叫，坐在地上踢腿，你决定不要给他买东西。
And I want to tell you this. This is the parenting lesson. If your kid is throwing a tantrum at the gate of the toy store,do not buy whatever he wants.
你要救救他，如果你真爱他。
If you truly love your child, then you need to redeem and save that child.
我今天没有要教你们怎么当孩子。
I'm not taking the time to teach you how to raise your kids right now.
因为你们都不会坐在门口踢脚喊的。
I know we don't have these kids that are throwing a tantrum at toy stores.
我要讲的就是养孩子不仅是挑战，它是一个征战。
My point is this.That not only it is a challenge, but it is a war when it comes to raising our children.
而且对孩子这个的定义不能够再只是血缘上的关系，或是年龄的大跟小。
And our concept of children cannot simply be set upon relational by blood or by age in those contexts.
它是重在属灵生命跟使命的传承上。
It is focused on the passing of spiritual fervor and conviction.
所以我们中间有很多属灵父亲、属灵母亲。你在这里带领出信的，像我们这边有十三位刚受浸的，我就希望你们花功夫，每个小组照着我们的安排，每个区都要有人one-on-one陪他们一段时间。
We have many. We can all be spiritual moms and spiritual dads. We see that there are brothers who just got baptized. There are many of us who can have the opportunity to come and cultivate, help them to grow and walk with the Lord for a while.
保罗没有结婚，但是他对帖撒罗尼迦教会的说：“我在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。”
Paul said Paul was never married. He never had any children. But to the church of Thessalonica, he says, "I cared for you as a mom, mom's tenderness towards you."
这是一位男的，大有能力的。温柔的属灵妈妈。
And this is a giant of a man who is as gentle as a mom.
所以我希望我们教会有更多属灵的爸爸妈妈起来，不光是自己的孩子，也把神家所有的孩子当作你的孩子。
And I pray that more and more of us will rise up, that we would not just teach our own children by blood, but all those who are in the household of God.
它是超越血缘的，也超越年龄的。
I want to say again, this relationship is beyond. what we have by blood or of our age difference.
我们都巴不得在这里，不光是年龄上实际的小孩，或是属灵上刚得救的，我们都在这里得到建造。
Whether they are truly little children or those who are babes in Christ, that we pray that they are all being built up.
然后我刚刚讲到养孩子，不管是肉身的、属灵的。它不光是个挑战，它也是个征战。
And I said this again, not only it is a challenge to raise up children of the flesh and those who are spiritual children, it is also warfare.
所以我们不仅仅不要再为自己养，而且也不能够只靠自己养。
We can no longer raise children for ourselves and by ourselves.
我们要为神家来养孩子。
We need to raise up children for the house of God.
然后我们也要靠着众人的力量一起来培养下一代。
And by the strength of all that we cultivate this next generation.
所以六月四号下午，我们不光是对着父母亲有一个家庭的这种座谈。六月四号。
June 4th, the afternoon we're going to have.A time of dialogue concerning parenting.
我不仅仅希望父母亲能够现场来参加，我也希望所有关心神家下一代的，哪怕你单身或者你还在大学读书，我都欢迎你来。
I want to invite not just the parents to come, everyone who has a desire to raise up the next generation, please come. Singles or even if you're still in college.
你看戴德森那么年轻就跑到中国来。在我们中国生了多少属灵的孩子
？Once he was still young, he went to China and he gave birth to many, many spiritual children.
这个苏珊娜就是 John Wesley 跟 Charlie Wesley 的妈妈，生了19个孩子。
Susanna, John Wesley and Charles Wesley's mom, had 19 children.
虽然只有11个孩子活下来
，Only 11 of them survived.
但是两个，你看 John Wesley、Charlie Wesley， 他不是只为自己养。这两个孩子把整个英国翻过来。
John Wesley and Charles Wesley, Susanna did not just raise these two kids for herself; they turned England upside down.
对不对 ？Sinzendorf 被他祖母培养起来，带来了一个摩拉维亚的大复兴。
Sinzendorf was raised by her grandmother and brought about the Moravian revival.
他们都不是为了自己养孩子的，真的是为了神国培养和用的器皿。
None of them raised their children for themselves, but they were raising their kids up for the kingdom of God.
所以我们希望这个大家一起来哈，为了神家。
And brothers and sisters, I want to say this again. Let's do it together for the house of God.
所以我们今天的背诵经文，我们一起来读一下。
And let's read the memorization verses together.
以弗所书第二章19-22。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，全房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。英文也读一遍好了。
Let's read in English again. Now therefore we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
前面一面讲到我们不再是外人和客旅。乃是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
This is we're no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens, saints, and members of the same household of God.
啊，所以重在强调那个爱跟爱里面的关系。
It focuses on the relationship of love.
准备好哈，要用很真诚的心。对你左右说，我们都是一家人。
Be prepared. Now turn to one another with all your heart. We're of the same household.
那个你的隔壁跟你讲的，让你心里面很感动的，有没有
？If the person next to you really gave you this warm, heartfelt message,
一定要真心啊
！I pray that all of us we really say it from the bottom of our hearts.
这个叫做一家人。
This is what is meant by one family.
在基督里是一家人。
We are one family in Christ.
啊，在这里 SVCA 我们是一家人，但是我们跟普天下所有重生得救的都是一家人。
Here at SVCA we are of the same house with all those who are redeemed under the name of Christ. We are of the same house.
因为教会是神的家，才成为了我们的家。
Because the church is the house of God, that's why it's has become our house.
如果这不是神的家，你怎么称他家都没有他属灵的价值。
It doesn't matter if what you call it. If it's not the house of God, it has no value.
所以我们第一件事情是要让这里真成为神的家，神安息、神喜乐的地方。
So foremost, we need to make sure this is a place, a resting place, a place where the Lord delights to be in.
所以刚才前面讲到，这是家的关系，爱的关系。
So at the beginning of these verses, it talks about that we have a relationship of love of the same members of the same household.
然后后面就讲到这个家中的每一个人要被神建造。
And then now it begins to speak about how each individual needs to be built by God.
我们建造在神给我们的圣经的真理使徒和先知的根基上
and we are built upon the truth the foundation that God has given us the messages through the apostles and the prophets
基督是我们的房角石
and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone
他不仅是稳固的根基他是一切建造的标准因为他是我们的准神房角石 cornerstone
Not only is he the foundation but he is the standard he is the cornerstone
然后我们被他同被建造成为主的圣殿
and we are all being built together to be the holy temple of the Lord
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
and it is a place of dwelling through the spirit of God
所以不管我们怎么说回到了根基就是 Christ is all and in all
it doesn't matter what we say when we come back to the foundational truth it is that Christ is all and in all
他是我们的生命
He is our life.
他是我们教会的中心。
He is the center of this church.
他是我们所有生活侍奉的中心。
He is the center of all of our lives and all of our services.
他也是我们聚会里面每一次聚会的目的内容。
He is also the purpose and the content of our gatherings.
所以只有是基督啊。
So it's only Christ.
希望我们一起在主的面前，再回到神给我们最大的恩典，把他儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
We once again come back to the greatest grace that God has given us, His Son.
我们可以现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活。
We are truly able to say that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以，当我们不仅仅在这里讲，我们都是一家人。
So not only are we saying out loud that we are the same household.
希望我们也能够从彼此的身上看见王的荣美。
That in the life of one another, we can behold and see the beauty of our King.
来到教会，每一个人都可爱，因为我们都试着我们。力量在这里要活出基督来。
And everyone that we behold is beautiful in our sight because everyone we are doing our very best to allow the Lord to live out of our lives.
来，我们一起来唱，不再是我，是基督。
Let's sing the song together. No longer I, but Christ.
我们站起来唱。
Would you all please rise? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, God.Jesus Christ.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace.To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus.
Anytime we can experience the substitution of Christ.
不管我们个人、我们的家庭、教会目前处在怎么样子的局面。
Doesn't matter what individually, family, and our church, whatever circumstances we may be in right now.
基督来都要带给我们改变，带给我们祝福。
Christ has come to bring about transformation and a blessing.
就在这时候，让我们都来转向他。
At this very moment, I want to.Encourage everyone, let's turn to him.
不光在信心里宣告，也是在信心里接受耶稣基督的替代。
Not only by faith we proclaim, but by faith in our hearts we accept the replacement of Christ.
我们希望有几位随着圣灵的感动，中文、英文都可以简短地带我们。
We ask brothers and sisters, as the Spirit moves you, come and lead the congregation in prayer, even if they're short, English or in Chinese.
主啊，感谢赞美你。主啊，求你改变我自己。
阿门。
求改变我们的家，让我们的家都来到你面前。
阿门。
赐万民敬畏你，直到永远。奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Father God, I pray that you give us spiritual eyesight. Father God, I pray that you would allow us to see ourselves, allow us to see our family.Our church through your eyes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, not the way we would grade ourselves, but oh, Lord Jesus, more than just grading, but Lord, help us to see where you are smiling over us.
Amen.
Help us to see, oh Lord, where we need more and more Jesus. Oh Lord, we cannot build of ourselves, we cannot watch of ourselves, but oh Lord, you are the greatest builder.
Amen.
You're the one who keeps us.
Amen.
I lift my eyes unto the mountains, where does my help come from?
Amen.
Oh Lord, you and you alone, you are our sufficiency.
Amen.
You are our God.
Amen.
Oh Lord, give us discernment, and at the same time, give us trust in you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
是的，主，感谢赞美你，
主啊，愿我们这个家被你全然得着，愿你。我们这个教会所有弟兄姐妹的家都是全然得着，让我们这个教会充满
现代
充满
了
大家。
现在
每
一
天
向
祷告，
通过
耶稣基督
慈爱
的名求。
阿门。Lord, we praise you, Lord, for everything that comes, and only those who are of you and through you and for you will remain, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.In whatever situation, may you renew our life. Renew me, Lord. Renew our families. Renew our services, Lord. And so that in everything, let you only be magnified.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you and use us to rise, to be the builder in you, Lord, and to be also the watchman. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, we thank you for your finished work on the cross.
this big family.
Amen.
Full of love and full of glory. This is really God's house and God's temple. We will worship you for the rest
Amen.
Of our life.
Amen.
Lord, I need you. Lord, my family, our every family needs you. Lord, let us all become watchmen and builders.
Amen.
Oh Lord, let our quivers be full so we are ready. Lord, please use us in your great work and so we can become the light of the world.
主啊，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑来跟随你。
Amen.
让我们爱你，更认识你，喜乐的服侍你，荣耀你的名。
Amen.
耶稣名求。
Amen.
为着我们每一个家庭，我们都感谢你。
For every single one of our families, God, we give you thanks.
不管我们的原生家庭、现在的家庭、将来要建立的家，或是我们属灵的家，我们都要献上感谢。
Whether our family in the present, our family to come, our spiritual families, oh Lord, for all of these, oh Lord, we give you thanks.
不管他有多少可能让我们难过或是伤心的历史。
Perhaps there's been a history that has brought us pain and brought us sorrow.
但是在基督里，我们都是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都要变成新的。
But in Christ, we are made new. All the things of old has passed. Everything has become new.
是的，只要我们一息尚存，我们都要跟随耶稣。
So Lord Jesus, while I still have breath, I want to follow you.
我们只要一息尚存，我们都要学习来接受基督的替代。
While we still have breath, we want to experience the substitution of Christ.
好让基督能够在我们身上，在每一个家中，在教会里面照常显大。
That Christ truly would be magnified in my family, in my church.
让我们个人、我们的家、我们的教会都成为周围人的祝福。
That we individually, our families, and our church would be the blessing of all those who are around us.
我们今天在这里为着所有当母亲的，我们求你特别祝福他们。
Father God, today we particularly pray for all of our moms, and we pray for the outpouring of your blessing over them.
纪念他们的辛劳。
Remember their days of labor.
但是我们也为着每一个家做父母的向你祷告。
And at the same time, we pray for every parent in every house.
让我们不被仇敌攻击。
That we are not under the attack of the enemy.
用照着主的教训和警戒来建立自己的家。
But according to the admonishment of the word of God, that we would establish our house.
教会的领袖、教会的弟兄姊妹，我们也一起在主的面前来让神的家。更蒙福，更合神的心意。
We pray for all the leaders in your house that, oh Lord, that we would allow this place to be a place that is more blessed by you and that is more pleasing unto you.
主啊，我们不能够靠自己，我们就是学习来靠你。
Well, Jesus, we want to say we cannot lean on ourselves and we want to lean on you.
靠你这位最伟大的 builder, 最伟大的 watchman.
To lean on the greatest builder and the greatest watchman.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.